Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. Joining me on the phone is Jeff Budd. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Robert. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Jeff is the College to Career Coordinator at the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus. And Jeff, I can't imagine a more perfect guy to do career guide services because you have had a lot of careers.
That's true, I have. And you don't know the half of it. I've liked almost all of them, I think, too. There's always been an aspect that is, you know, is, I like it to be worthwhile, I like it to be of service, and I like it to have a fun quotient, too. So I feel real fortunate.
Every time I blink, it seems like you're in a new job. How long have you been at this one?
Just a little bit over a year.
Okay.
But it's only part-time, so it's not a full-time job at all. So I was hoping this summer to have my tour business again and then work some for a couple of the cruise lines as well that I did last summer or have for the last seven summers.
All right. You're a displaced seasonal worker who's found another opportunity in the university system.
Yeah. Yes, I like it.
And as I mentioned, I was only sort of half facetious. You are somebody who has been very mobile through jobs throughout your career. And you mentioned, something about being happy. And I think joy is kind of at the heart of your criteria when you are looking for work.
And I've been darn lucky so far, too. I mean, I would say not it's not always fun, but it's never boring. And I think because there's the service aspect to that makes me kind of happy, too.
Okay. Well, what does the College to Career Coordinator do at UAS, and when do you do it?
Well, I'm supposed to be available. I'm available between 2 to 4 p.m., but if that's not a good time for people, they can call me, and I'll give you my phone number. They can call me, and we can set up something that's more, easier for them to do. And basically, I'm supposed to help people with interview practices, resume, cover letter writing. I like the idea. I was fortunate when I was in one of my colleges to take an interest aptitude test, and it turned out my number one thing I wanted to do, according to them, was to be a ship's captain, and number two was to work with young people, which I did for 25 or more years. And I think there's some validity to that, and it's not all hocus-pocus. There's a lot of science behind it.
Well,
so we can do those kind of things as well, and anything beyond that, if they want to, we can talk trades and unions and, you know, just how to be organized. But basically, it's interview practice, resume, cover letters, and that sort of thing.
Well, you have to know what you want to interview for, and you have to know who you're writing a resume for. Is part of your job just allowing people to sort of bounce ideas off you?
Sure, why not? Yes.
Yeah. So mentoring is part of it?
I would say yes. I mean, there's only so far I can go, and people have to make their own decisions, of course. But, yes,
okay.
I'd be happy to bounce things off my head or off their heads.
And who's your target audience?
Well, it's supposed to be 18 and above, and it says college to career, and my sense of it is wherever you are to whatever you want to get, you know. But technically it's college to career, but, I think the trades are important. I don't think anybody will argue with me about that. If you want to work with your hands, that's certainly a good thing to do. If you want to be a teacher, you got to go to school. If you want to be a welder, you need to take welding classes. So.
And at this time, you know, a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people are having to stay home because of the health mandates. Are you finding that you're getting a lot of calls?
Not yet. We're just beginning to do this. I'm working remotely from home as well. And they figured, I don't know how they do this, but they can take my phone number at work and have it ring on my home phone number here.
Okay, so IT tech is probably not a career choice for you, Jeff.
Robert, you're right on. We don't even want to get started with it. I'm trying to learn how to do the Zoom.
Right.
And that's the most counterintuitive thing I've faced in a long time. But I'm getting it, though. I haven't given up.
Well, we're all getting it. So this thing just started. You're just
this
now getting
here.
The word out.
So you guys are very generous to let us tell the community about it. And there's supposed to be other, like, stuff in the newspapers, et cetera, too. And the soup had it. And I think there's a PSA on your radio station as well.
Jeff, do you think now is a good time to think about your career? Or do tough times push us in the wrong direction?
Well, I don't know, Robert. I guess it's up to each individual. But if you're sitting around the house with nothing to do, you might as well just be something to think about. And if you're not happy with what you're doing, then there's maybe this is a chance to look at how to to move in that direction after all this stuff cools down.
It's something to think about, whether having to exist like this gives people clarity or whether financial pressure forces us into decisions that maybe are not in our best interest in the long run.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a diversion from what's going on right now, too.
Jeff, just walk me through what it would look like if I were 18 and over and I wanted to take advantage of your career guide services. I call you up, and then how does it go from there?
You call me up, and you can call me at 747-7795. I'll answer the phone or call you back if I'm not here or whatever, and then we'll discuss what your interests are, and we'll set up a time to go over that and figure out how best to work with you and make it so it's what you want to do and try to get you where you're trying to go.
And does this all take place over the telephone, or do you connect me to a website? Do I fill out any paperwork online or anything like that to take advantage of your services?
Not that I know of. I mean, I'll probably write down your name, and I have to keep track of the number of people and that sort of thing for school. But at this time, I don't know anything about that. That's a good question. But I would assume it'll be between you and I and confidential, and we'll just go from there. And I mean, I can't do it for you. I can help you get there, but I'm not going to go write the resume for anybody, but I have materials where you could, you know, I could email them to you or however you want to do it, or look on Zoom and look at some outlines and that kind of thing. But I want to make sure people know I'm not going to do it for them.
Okay. And
I'll do it with them.
Right. Do you do any research on your end and supply me with possible links to opportunities and things, or do you just sort of push me on my way?
No, I would do both.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of information on the internet, you know, for interest aptitude tests. I mean, you could spend your rest of your life taking those darn things if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
There's just tons and tons of information out there.
When did you take your interest aptitude test, by the way? What age
were you? Let's see, that would be, oh my gosh, it was back in the probably early 70s or late 60s, something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
That was like not 1860s, but like 1960s.
Right.
Or 70s.
Yeah. I might have taken one about 10 years later, and the test told me that I should be a metallurgist or a high school shop teacher. Yeah.
And how'd you fall into radio?
No metallurgy in Sitka.
I guess that's true. All right.
Jeff, how many?
Are you happy?
I am happy.
You've been doing it a long time. Get to do a bunch of fun stuff. Are you still? We can't do it now, but refereeing rollerblading.
Roller derby. Yeah,
that's roller derby.
That's avocational, strictly. Yeah, there's lots of opportunities in Sitka, and it was kind of amazing for me to have a professional opportunity that aligned with my skills that were obviously hidden in 1979.
You do a great job. You're a good interviewer, too.
Thanks, Jeff. How many jobs have you had over your career?
Oh, my gosh.
Ballpark.
Probably in the 30s to 40s.
And what is the best job you've had?
The best job? They've all been the best job when they were happening.
Yeah.
How's that for not answering your question?
There must have been something that you have really, really enjoyed.
Oh, my gosh. I liked working for the Dayton YMCA as a street worker, because it was just lots of interesting things going on. It was inner city work, and it was fun and exciting. We got to do whatever we wanted, and we had certain guidelines, but we were free to, you know, try different things out. I liked working for the first YMCA because the guy was real open. I was like a youth director, but we went to go take people rafting and stuff on the Youghiogheny River in Pennsylvania. That was a hoot, and go hiking in the smoke. They've all been good, Rob. Working in Ketchikan, that was good. Working here for the teen center was great. Working, running my own business was great. Being a tour guide with an old car has been pretty darn fun.
And what has been the worst job you've had?
The worst job I had, I worked for General Motors cut, slitting, and grinding brake lining in 1968 before they knew about asbestos. And that was a pretty nasty job. But they paid pretty well.
I'm glad you made it this far.
Me too.
Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time to chat. I'm going to give your phone number again. I wrote it down, 747-7795.
Yes, sir.
And that will find you wherever you are.
It will, or I'll get back to you if I'm not here. Just leave a message that's legible. No, not legible. What is the word I want? Understandable.
Understandable.
Yeah.
And right now you are like the Maytag repairman. You're kind of on your own. Nobody has yet utilized your services, but you are offering them. You are the college to career coordinator at the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus, and you are standing by for calls.
I am. I'm ready and waiting.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for taking the time to chat today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jeff.